This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with Sermon Audio.
It's Thursday, April 21st, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese demolition workers buried a pastor and his wife while destroying their church building in Henan Province. Li Jiangong and his wife, Ding Kumei, were standing in the way of the demolition of the church. By God's providence, Li was able to escape, but his wife was killed in the attack on the church. The Christian Post reports that the communist government ordered the demolition of the church. Chinese Public Security Bureau has a team of criminal investigators reviewing the case. Bob Fu, president of China Aid, told The World View that the increasing persecution of Chinese Christians is evidence that the government is afraid of the rapid growth of Christianity. He said that the number of Chinese Christians now exceeds the number of people in the Communist Party there.
So the Communist Party, with their own kind of language, I can quote, said the reasoning for the removing of crosses from 2000, you know, over 2000 already, is to, I quote, to contain the overheated growth of Christianity.
David reminds us of the blessings for those who die in the Lord. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you. Psalm 31:19. CNN reports at least 500 migrants died when a large boat sank between Libya and Italy in the Mediterranean last weekend. This looks like the worst tragedy in the past year for refugees. Only 41 survived, thanks to a merchant ship that rescued them on Saturday. The World View spoke to Chris Boyne, the public information officer for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, about the disaster.
So what we're seeing happening is that very desperate and vulnerable people who are fleeing from various countries, Syria is just one of them, are taking their chances and paying human traffickers exorbitant sums of money to put themselves and their children on often unseaworthy boats, uncertified captains, to make crossings in dangerous conditions.
Hillary Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, spoke out for abortion in Poughkeepsie, New York last Lord's Day. She defined basic liberty as the right to kill other human beings. In her own words, quote, "A woman's right to choose is at the core of our human rights," unquote. Birds of a feather, they do flock together. The debauched pop star, Miley Cyrus, is selling pornographic pictures of herself in order to raise $250,000 for Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in America. She made the announcement, complete with ample uses of profanity, at the Planned Parenthood annual spring luncheon at the Pierre Hotel in New York City. Psalm 73 says, "Pride serves as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks around the earth. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end." Utah Governor Gary Herbert has signed the state resolution that calls pornography a, quote, "public health hazard," unquote. The governor noted, however, that he would not support a ban on porn. However, Jesus said, "Whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Matthew 5:27-28. It is being called a, quote, "regression of modern man," unquote, towards paganism. Just last week, the Chinese Christian Union of San Francisco filed a lawsuit against the city of San Francisco for the removal of an open-air urinal. The group calls it indecent and unsanitary for a public park. A federal circuit court in Virginia is forcing a public school in the state to open its boys' restrooms to a girl. The court ruled that the school board was in violation of Title IX laws. Christian parents, be aware that Target has just announced they welcome transgenders to use bathrooms at their stores corresponding with their self-proclaimed gender identity. Romans 1:24 says, "Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves." As of this year, over 100,000 people work in the U.S. cannabis industry. According to Marijuana Business Daily, the number of employees in the legal weed business is about equal to those working as insurance underwriters, web developers, or nurse practitioners. Research by the Institute for Studies of Religion at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, indicates 9 out of 10 Americans engage in prayer to God for healing. Many believe that prayer is an important part of the healing process, and medical professionals have confirmed miraculous healings associated with prayer to God. The Apostle James tells us to confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5:16. And that's the World View on this Thursday, April 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.